Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To keep living our lives together around the language, being English. Victoria Keelan is I was an English major, a speech major, all that good stuff, and I've put it to good use. Don't think so, ladies. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, I understand that I have limits to my language, things that I want to express sometimes, and perhaps we all do. We think better about it. The only person who doesn't do that is Ricky Gervais, most people, and Trump. Other than that, most people are pretty good at understanding the limits of their language, or maybe the limits of the language generally speaking, and use that. I think we all want to speak openly and clearly and succinctly and all that good stuff, but I think there's a certain thing, the societal limit to what's acceptable, although it does get... It gets pushed around a little bit. I think Dave Chappelle, you were talking about Dave Chappelle winning the humanity. What is it? Not the, it's a,
the Mark Twain.
Mark Twain Award. Right. And somebody said to me, because they know I'm a fan of Dave Chappelle's, even though he's really crude. I think he's actually genuinely funny.
He's not always, though.
And they're, what, crude?
Yeah,
no,
he's not always.
But he's always genuinely funny.
Oh, yeah.
At least for me, anyway. I have a... As you ladies know, I have a different threshold for a lot of stuff. And so the fact that I am a fan, I don't like vulgarity normally. I think there are a lot of people, young men and women, who are trying to be comedians, trying to be funny, and they're just vulgar. Again, kind of like Ricky Gervais. I know you thought he was funny. I think he's a boring, just complete clown. At any rate, I'm talking about our language and the way we communicate and what's acceptable and what isn't in some circles. And some of it is predicated, obviously, by religious values, right? Societal values. And if you are different, and even we have different boundaries depending on race, racial values, religious values. You know, they're all the stuff that sort of predicates what we will use for language, what's acceptable. And it's become much more limited for people who have a limited vocabulary. If you have an expansive vocabulary and a quick mind, or if you've been taught well in school, what the back to the term limits of language, but if you have a good mind, language is not limited at all. It's unlimited. Words, phrases, I mean, excuse me, think about... The dictionary, we don't have a hard dictionary. Is there such a thing as a hard... Does Webster's publish actually a hard dictionary every year anymore, or is it just...
You'd have to ask Kara, because she likes libraries.
Yeah, do they have new dictionaries every year, Kara?
Probably.
They add words every year.
Surprisingly, I'm not going into the library to read dictionaries, so I'm not positive. But yeah, they probably do.
And why do you go to the dictionary? I mean, why do you go to the library? What do you find?
To get other books that are actually enjoyable to read. You can't really read a dictionary. I mean, I guess you could, but I've never done it before.
Well, it's kind of like reading the Bible. I find the Bible, I remember reading...
Someone might be offended by that.
Well, I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just saying I think it's difficult to make your way through it.
I mean, the Bible's not really a page-turner, you know?
No, it's not. Good. But there's a lot of great story and message content in the Bible, for sure. Okay, let's see if we can get into something. This is not biblical. The story of Harvey Weinstein, who's been hit with some new sexual assault and rape charges. Man, this guy, I was about... You know what? I just edited myself as I was about to open my mouth and say where I wish Harvey Weinstein was the other day. I didn't. I'm not going to finish the sentence, but you can maybe use your imagination as to his name. This guy is the lowest of low lives, and how it is that he seems to be still wandering around the streets after all the things that he's done. It's just,
well, I was just saying to Kara, he's playing this, you know, this victim. He's trying to look old. Oh yeah, he's pulling a Cosby. You know how Bill Cosby was walking and had people supporting him on either side because he wanted to come across as being old and feeble. Yeah, and how could you know, how could I ever harm anyone?
Send an old man like that to jail.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and then, and also, how could I ever harm these women? Look at me, I'm so old and feeble. And Harvey Weinstein was in a hospital suite on Park Avenue and had, you know, he was sitting there with his walker, like he's 100 years old, and they had exclusive pictures of him, and it's just the whole thing. It's all staged. It's all his attorneys trying to present this image that he's just this nice, big, jolly guy, and he would never hurt anyone, and he claims that he's hired so many women. And it's like, well, yeah, you hired them all so you could sexually assault them. So you don't really get credit for that. But the whole thing is just it's a charade.
It is. And so the charade continues. Because Weinstein is going to be back in court facing new charges here in Los Angeles. The district attorney says, quote, "We believe the evidence will show the defendant used his power and influence to gain access to his victims and then commit violent crimes against them." This would be a good time for Gloria Allred to jump onto the case or bring some of her clients in. I don't really want to go through. There are a lot of details, gory the details about what he's done with some of these new people. It's not any different than what they did before, except where he did it. Instead of New York, it was at Beverly Hills. And so, so far, 80-some-odd women, right, have come forward with stories how he used all of that. And I was thinking about him when Gwyneth Paltrow was on the stage the other day. Did you, when she was on the Golden Globes the other night, isn't she one of the ones that has one of the most sort of, I don't want to say dramatic stories with Harvey Weinstein, but she's
she escaped.
A focal point. Yeah,
she escaped because her father, Bruce Paltrow, was a producer and director, and so she grew up kind of around Harvey Weinstein and called him Uncle Harvey. So he invites her to a hotel suite one day. She thinks nothing of it because she thinks he's like family. And then he's there in a robe, and then he asked her if she wanted a massage, and then she got like a real creeped out vibe, and she left, and she's never really dealt with him again. And Angelina Jolie also had a similar story where she went and started telling people, this guy is a total creep, look out for him, and then she got blackballed and wasn't allowed to do movies for a long time. So that's part of the accusation, that he uses his power and influence to intimidate and, you know, and get these women into these positions where they feel that they don't have any other option.
Myra Sorvino had pretty much the same story to tell. She was out of it for a long time.
Yep, exactly.
She's quite a good actress and just disappeared. Well, she didn't disappear. Apparently she told her father, who's a very well-known actor named Paul Sorvino, about what went on, and Sorvino confronted, and apparently there was a fist fight between Sorvino and if you've ever seen him and seen the kind of roles that he plays, he's always been a tough guy. And apparently,
well, and Brad Pitt, who's not known for being such a tough guy, he grabbed Harvey by the neck, and other people saw it because he found out that that he was engaged to Gwyneth at the time, and Gwyneth told him what happened. And then Brad Pitt was sort of a rising star at the time, and went up and at some industry event and grabbed Harvey by the neck and said, "If you ever go near her again, I'm going to kill you." So
there
are some men who knew what was going on. I don't know if they knew, you know, I don't want to blame anybody for not taking more action, but there were certainly a lot of people enabling him.
Yeah. All right, well, he'll get his just desserts hopefully sooner or later. In a few moments, I want to talk about what's going on in Australia. Our most recent podcast here at the DJV program is an overview of some of our favorite and least favorite moments from the Golden Globes. Also, what you need to know about the IRS as we get into tax season. We go over that on the podcast and how the conflict in Iran will actually impact all of us, all of you. Plus, an update on how you can help fight the Australian bushfires, little conversation about Tom Brady, to be or not to be, that is the question, to stay or not to stay, that is the question, hear all about it, hear ye, hear all about it, it's the podcast at djvshow.com, and you can follow our social media feeds on Twitter at djvshow, or at facebook.com/djvshow.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's Degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, the latest from Australia, over a billion animals have been killed in these fires.
Some of them are on the endangered species list now because of this fire. It's just horrible.
Yep.
Have you seen NASA images?
Yeah.
Have you seen the NASA images? Yeah, it's the whole continent is just red. It looks like a flattened volcano.
Yeah. So Australia is going to send Defence Force reservists to assist in the bushfire situation. The Prime Minister announced that 3,000 Army, Navy, and Air Force reservists are going to join the firefighters out there. There are 100 fires blazing in Australia at the moment. 100. Can you even begin to imagine that? The Defence Minister said the reservists will bring supplies to some of these isolated communities. Remember, the bush country, everybody's on their own. You're on your own in much of Australia. So getting out, evacuations, that kind of stuff, opening up the roads, very difficult to do. $14 million has been pledged to lease firefighting aircraft from other countries. I think the United States has sent over some planes, that sort of thing. Prime Minister, or the Defense Minister, Linda Reynolds, coming under criticism because she took a vacation in the middle of all of this. And so there's a lot of political criticism, but this thing is really 12 million acres, 24 people dead, billions of animals dead. That's the situation over there. Be happy you're not there, and maybe you can be a little supportive if you can find a way to do that somehow. 21 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Help me, ladies. Does the boss have a version of this song too, or is it just John Miller?
No, he doesn't. There's criticism always on Mellencamp for trying to sound like Springsteen.
Yeah, John Mellencamp in our musical focus here at 23 and Change at the Hour on the DJV program. He's donated $50,000 to his southern Indiana hometown for construction of a plaza near a mural that pays homage to his hit, this song we're listening to, Small Town, from the 1980s. So, as always, for some reason, I guess, he does sound like the boss here. Seymour Mayor Craig Ludeman, it's Seymour, the town of Seymour, Indiana, announced the gift at the end of a board meeting before reading a letter from Mellencamp, who grew up in that town, 60 miles south of Indianapolis. Mellencamp wrote in a letter that the money is earmarked for creation of a plaza in a parking lot adjacent to the mural, which is painted on the side of an old guitar music store. Interesting to see the picture of that. The mural celebrates Mellencamp's career, completed last fall by artist Pamela Bliss from Indianapolis. Features a 35-foot image of Mellencamp leaning on a guitar and a smaller image of him wearing a Seymour FFA jacket. Future Farmers of America, if you don't know what FFA stands for. Includes the lyrics, "I was born in a small town," from his 85 hit, which we're listening to here, and a sign noting his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction as well. The plaza project is going to supposed to be creating an easier way for people to get pictures of the mural, which Mellencamp signed with his initials during a visit there. He said in his letter that his family has been in contact with an engineering firm for the plans to create this nice meeting area in downtown Seymour, the plaza. He's got a good, I think he's got a pretty good list of hits, though, aren't you? It's not like he does sound a little like the boss here and there, but he certainly has a lot of hits. And the story about his when he went to as a kid, when he went to the first producer and said, "Here's my tape, I want to be a star," and the guy says, "Yeah, it's great, but you got to change your name."
And Mellencamp said, what do you mean? He says, you got to come up with a better name. I said, that's where John Cougar came from. I don't know what he apparently liked Cougars when he was a kid or something. And then when he got successful, he says, you know what? I don't want to be known by a name that's not mine. So for a while, he blended John Cougar. He was known as John Cougar Mellencamp. And then he dropped the Cougar part and has gone back to his roots. So how do you like that for a story, ladies?
There you go.
Uh-huh. All right, up next here, musically on the DJ B program, is the story of Sam Hunt. Spent a lot of time since the release of his Montevello recording, the Reading and Watching documentaries in 2014. Most recently, Ken Burns' Country Music. Sam says the series left him inspired by the deepest roots of country. As he wraps up work on his second album, Hunt says he's trying to figure out a way to incorporate an old country song into something new as a nod to tradition. Sort of a modern way of nodding to tradition. He said, quote, I feel like it's important that we break down some walls and barriers when it comes to social groups we align ourselves with. Also, the music we listen to. Interesting supposition. He also continues, I've never wanted to not include a reference to classic country because the group that I belong to thinks it doesn't fit. The less we label the music, genre label the music, the less we genre label ourselves as people.
I'll be interested to see how it sounds, because he's kind of the least traditional country. He's very, very pop country.
Yeah, right.
I think I would like traditional country from him better than what he normally puts out.
Yep. 28 past the hour.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran struck two Iraqi military bases where U.S. forces were stationed, according to U.S. military officials. Iranian state-run news reported that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Air Force launched the ground-to-ground missiles as part of its so-called Operation Martyr Soleimani. The operation was named after the Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's international airport early on Friday. There were some Iraqi casualties at one of the air bases, but no U.S. casualties were reported, according to CNN. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman said the agency is assessing the damage done by the attacks. President Trump tweeted all is well and that he will make a statement on Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hubba bubba! Why not? Yes, we're hubbing and bubbing here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here, along with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is having some more family difficulties, so that keeps her from being handy by. But I think we'll get back to normal sooner rather than later. That is not the case for Pier 1. For those of you who have loved their stores, I think we talked about this because there were a lot of retail stores that were hitting the ropes or not doing well before Christmas, and the speculation was that Pier 1 might go out of business. Well, it appears they're going to close about half of their stores. This is a place if you, I don't know, who goes there? I've gone there. I'm not a shopper.
I got all of my, I got all of my Christmas ornaments at Pier 1 this year. They were beautiful.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah.
And my mom loves Pier 1. She's got, like, so much furniture from there. But, you know, aside from Christmas stuff, and that was probably the first time I've even walked through that store in a long time, the stores are all really big, and they have a lot of furniture, and it's also not cheap. So they're every time I go in there, I'm kind of like, geez, this stuff is not, it's not cheap. You know, you can get stylish, similar things at Target or IKEA, or they're not going to be the same quality as Pier 1, but if you're, I'm not really sure who their audience is except for my mom. and Fancy Nancy can't keep them in business, so I don't know.
According to a story that's in Bloomberg today, the company is preparing to file for bankruptcy. which would be under the circumstances, have to unload, as in USA Today as well, they're going to have to unload half the stores in order to come out of bankruptcy with some kind of strength. So, yeah, wish them well, though. I think they've done a nice job over the years. But there's so much competition now.
Well, Pier 1 Imports is how it used to be. It's now just Pier 1. But it was Pier 1 Imports where you could get, like, cool stuff from India and cool stuff from Nepal and whatever. And
well,
now
the World Market,
you've got
you can
World
do that
Market.
Now. Yes,
and World Market is a fraction of the cost. So there's also that, too. It's probably hurt their business.
And I think World Market presents itself in a different, very interesting way. There's a World Market that just got built near me at home in Framingham, and there's one here in L.A. near the Grove. And that was the first time I ever went into one over there. And I bought it Christmas time, actually, a couple of years ago, Victoria. I went in there and bought a whole ton of stuff that I managed to bring home. Or I forgot whether I had Christmas here or there, whatever year it was. But I remember getting a lot of stuff there and quite liking it. And I'm not a good shopper. I'm kind of a fast shopper. I see something, I don't pay much attention to the price. Okay, yeah, that'd be good for this person, or that'd be good for that job, and I don't look at the price. As is demonstrated by going into Gelson's, there are three or four highly visible food store chains here in California. Albertsons has taken over Vaughn's and Pavilion. Ralph's belongs to Kroger. And Gelson's has stayed on their own. And, of course, there's Trader Joe's and Whole Foods. Those are the big ones in this area. And I went into a Gelson's the other day for the first time. I had gone to the farmer's market. The farmer's markets around here are great. So Sunday morning, the tradition is go to the farmer's market, get some fruit and other things, the nuts, things that are fresh and local, and then go to the grocery store. And I went over to the Gelson's that's near me here where I live. And I went in there, and I didn't pay any attention. You know, I'm not somebody who looks at price normally. I'll go into a place because I know what the price structure is, but I don't look at each individual thing and say, okay, I'm not buying that because it's X. So I filled up the cart with fruit that I couldn't get at the farmer's market and juices and some other things that I sort of needed to finish stocking this place where I am. And I went to the checkout. It was $345.
I think you should start looking at prices. I think we can solve this.
What in the name of God have I bought for that kind of money? Or the food, the basket was only half full. It really, boy. Anyway, so I was looking at some of the other stores that we have been talking about and what they mean to Americana, in a manner of speaking. Blockbuster's long gone. Borders pretty much gone. Payless Shoes are gone. Sports Authority's gone. Toys R Us gone. Forever 21 gone. Sears, for the most part, pretty much gone. And this is all fairly recently. And has it been brought about, is it Amazon alone, or just what Amazon created in the sense of people buying things online, or maybe a combination of both? Why?
I think what Amazon did that's so brilliant, and like everything else in our world that we come to love and be obsessed with, Amazon saw a need for people to have one marketplace that they didn't know they needed. And I think that's the number one thing that is why Amazon is as big as it is, because they presented people with a problem that they didn't know they had. And if you can do that in any sector, then you are going to be a massive success. And and that's, I think it all comes down to just that mentality. And whether it was accidental or if they were strategically doing it, I don't know. You'd have to probably ask Jeff Bezos, and maybe he would give an answer. But that's the number one reason that Amazon is as big as it is. They let you know that there's a problem that you have, but you don't know you have it yet. And that's, if you think about it, it's very meta and kind of mind-blowing, but it's genius.
So how has IKEA fit into the program? How is IKEA that iconic or that unique that they can last through all of this other stuff that seems to be blasting away at regular retailers? Is IKEA that different?
It is. And I think IKEA has also maintained a very unique business structure that just like Amazon for the convenience, IKEA is the experience. And that's why everyone, because no one wants to buy IKEA furniture on their website. And the, one of the reasons for that is IKEA has purposefully made their website look awful. Yeah. Anytime you've ever gone on an IKEA website, it is awful. And what it does is, if you, they already know they've got you on the hook because it's the right price range, it's the right style of furniture that you want, it's the right size for your apartment. That's, it's all designed to be apartment living, dorm living, things like that. So they know that you already want the product, and there are enough IKEA stores around that you will drive an hour to get to IKEA, and you'll be fine with that. And then you're going to have the meatballs, you're going to have the cinnamon buns, and that's why they've made it a Disneyland destination, and people are there for hours, sometimes an entire day. I've been in IKEA for a whole day, and you don't even realize that it's gone. Oh, sure.
I've only been into one. There's one over in Burbank that Jennifer brought me into once a few years ago. It's the only time I've ever been in IKEA. She wanted me to go in and have the meatballs, and of course I didn't want to eat the meatballs, but I did have the bun. As I remember. By the way, speaking of IKEA, they've agreed to pay $46 million to the family of a 2-year-old that was killed. Remember that when the dresser?
Yeah, remember the dresser fell over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's got to be. I mean, was it their fault? How do you assess that? The stuff is lined up and. Whether it was.
I think what happened is the dressers are not very heavy, and I think. I think the child pulled on one of the drawers and the whole thing toppled over on him.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they didn't have the instructions on it then, because that's a whole big thing now, is that you have to anchor it to the wall. Yeah, so all of my siblings who have kids, they have that furniture too, and they've had to anchor all of that into the wall so it doesn't fall over. Because, you know, kids will climb up on anything.
Yep, but. Absolutely.
But, yeah, I don't know when this happened, so maybe they didn't have the instructions. Maybe that came after this incident. I don't know. Either way, it's sad.
It's really very interesting. I'm grazing around here at things. The Patricia Arquette outfit that she was wearing, the Golden Globes, and all the other things. This Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. They looked at each other. And so it's become this big blow-up. Scarlett Johansson, there's a thing about Beyonce not getting up when Joaquin Phoenix got his award. And
why should she?
I don't know.
She was in a massive ball gown, and if she has no connection to him or to the movie, why should she stand up? That's stupid. People love creating a problem when there's nothing there. Like, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. And Brad and Jen have both talked openly about them being friends now. It's not like a new thing.
Not at all. There was another thing where Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon sitting together ran out of water. So they leaned over to Beyonce, who had two bottles of champagne on the table, and said, can we have one of those bottles?
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This special report is sponsored by Yoplait. Kick off the new year with new snack wins for mom.
Yoplait has collaborated with Starburst to release a new line of original style yogurt varieties, available in four signature Starburst flavors: strawberry, cherry, lemon, and orange. The fun doesn't stop there. Go-Gurt Yogurt is bringing the magic of unicorns to life with two fun flavors, raspberry and rainbows, and strawberry banana sparkle. These delicious varieties are bursting with fun flavors the whole family will love and are the latest addition to the Yoplait Snack Time lineup. Yoplait, Starburst, and Unicorn Go-Gurt Yogurt will be available at most major retailers nationwide beginning in January 2020. To learn more, visit www.yoplait.com or follow Yoplait on Facebook or Instagram. Yoplait, for big little wins.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there's a new candidate running for president this week. Former governor of Rhode Island and former senator from Rhode Island as a Republican. His name is Lincoln Chafee. We were talking earlier, Victoria wanted to know a little more about him. He's sort of cut out of the same cloth as Bill Weld. And more of a libertarian than a Republican, certainly these days. So he's filed to run as a libertarian. There was a libertarian that ran 4 years ago. Weld ran as a vice presidential candidate, and he's running against Trump in the primary. He's not going to get anywhere, but he's making a statement. As it turns out, Chafee and Weld are great friends. He's registered his campaign. Chafee has with the Federal Election Commission, filing links to a fundraising website. It features slogans like, "Lincoln leads with truth," and 30 years, zero scandals. He's been in public office, yes, for 30-some years, and there's not one nail that you can hang on this guy. He's
I think clean, that's the same for Bill Weld, right?
Very much so. Oh, yeah. We clean, clear through, and deodorize, too, both of them. Chafee's going to formally announce later this week. He started his career as a Republican, appointed to his late father's Senate seat in 1999, and then he was reelected. He lost in 2006, but then the next year he ran for governor, became the governor. And then he joined the Democratic Party a couple of years ago and ran for president as a Democrat in 2015. Didn't get very far then. He was in the first Democratic debate, though, you may remember, but didn't do well in the polls, so now he's running. And then there's Bernie bashing Joe Biden. Well, you see, Joe Biden, he basically, there's nothing good about Joe. If you listen to Bernie, he's bad all the way around. He's bad because of this. He's bad because of that. He's dangerous. Look out for him. Don't vote for him. He makes a mess out of everything. That's basically what Bernie said. All right, so there you go. Take that with a grain of salt. 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fast-changing world, fast-changing conditions, the potential for you to know what's going on in your own world of health and well-being. That's why Jack Stockwell is here with us. Dr. Jack is here as a Nooker chiropractor. He's got a clinic in Salt Lake City. He's a GAPS practitioner. And he, along with the Ken Kronos, study a lot of the news. They have different channels that they pursue because they don't, they're not necessarily working in the same areas of medicine. But I thought this was interesting, Jack. The exercise program that one does, like I do mine late in the morning when I'm off the air and I've done my work or maybe had a quick nap. 11:30 is what I'm doing. I'm aiming for 11:30 to do mine. So according to this overview, what does that mean? Whether I'm doing morning exercise or evening exercise, what does that do for my body?
Yeah, who thought there would be a difference here?
Difference.
Who thought
there could be a difference
in this at all?
Yes. Right.
What keeps you from starving to death at night while you're sleeping? Simply this. The fat that is in your bloodstream, the triglycerides, will be used for energy during the night while you sleep. During the day, there's probably going to be a certain amount of sugar. If you're the average American diet, you're going to have a certain amount of carbohydrates going into your food or a part of your food choices every day. So your sugar levels are higher. So when you get up in the morning, this study that was published in Cell Metabolism, and that, I can't remember if it was UCLA or USC, one of the two Southern Cal universities involved in this study. But what they found was that when you do aerobic exercising in the morning, like if you got out on a treadmill or you went out walking, anything that would speed the heart up and breathing, they found out that you metabolize more sugar, the sugar that's stored in the muscles, the glycogen, and the rest of the fat, not the rest of the fat, but, you know, fat is the source in your bloodstream while you've been sleeping. It's still there in the morning, obviously. And so you burn more of that by early morning exercise. Exercise that takes place later in the day has a totally different, it's got an overall boost to metabolism for a longer duration of time when you exercise later in the day. So there's a striking difference in its net effect upon the body. If you're looking to burn fat, if you're looking to burn sugar, you're going to do that in the morning. If you're looking for an overall tone, better cardiac, better pulmonary, better blood flow, these kinds of over, as well as weight, maintaining your weight, then you exercise later in the day. Now, to some people, that wouldn't make a whole lot of difference, but for the aficionados and the purists, mm-hmm. You know, they some of them will exercise early in the morning, and then other times of the week they'll be exercising more later in the day.
Isn't that interesting? And when do you do yours? When do you and Mary
well, you,
you're exercising?
Well, when I'm not in the clinic, I prefer the morning.
Uh-huh.
I prefer the morning because I like that heavy oxygenation that's taking place as a result of a treadmill and a rowing machine.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm working in the clinic, you know the nature of my work. I'm running back and forth between three different treatment rooms for about 8 hours with an hour and a half break in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And you're leaning over. That's one of the things that I am in awe. How you, because the tables are on the floor, basically, and you have to lean over everybody.
Yeah.
And I know from my own world, I don't like leaning over. It doesn't, my back is... always been a problem, and leaning over like that just doesn't...
Well, we're kind of made to do that. The spinal structure is such that if our spines are in balance and we maintain that balanced state, you know, we're made to be on our feet and working all day. And if we're not up working on our feet, we're made to be sitting low to the ground. The comforts of our modern society, especially people who work all day long sitting at a desk, staring at a computer, absolutely is deleterious to the spine.
Yeah.
We're not made to do that.
So there's a word to the wise. Get your exercise at the right time of day where it'll do you the most benefit. There's Dr. Jack with that information. Jack agrees with me about something else as well. Calitrin, the way for you to post the biggest and best gains, maybe we'll turn that around. Well, gains and loss, right? If you're trying to lose weight and you take Calitrin consistently on an empty stomach at bedtime, you will lose the weight that they tell you. It's not an easy fix. It takes you 4, 5, 6 months once you're on the program to lose the weight. But the key here is that you're going to keep it off. It's drug-free, stimulant-free. That's the message. It creates, the active ingredient is collagen protein, so it recreates, along with the content of aloe vera, a body that's smooth and supple, get rid of the fat, that sort of thing, and do it the natural way. All the resources are there at Calitrin.com. Check them out and use the code DJV when you're purchasing, so you get three free ones when you buy three at the regular price, plus free shipping.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.